The rest of the story.
First of all, Bill Hines knew all about cats. His two oldest, 11-year-old Panache and Farouk, age 10, had educated Bill very well. And just in case Bill had forgotten what kittens were like, along came Hobbs, who was now age 2. So, as I say, Bill Hines knew all about cats. At least he was confident that he knew all about cats. Until along came Princess. And she is the rest of the story. Princess was a scruffy, lively, half-grown kitten when she arrived at Bill Hines' summer retreat 2 summers ago. For Bill, this farm at the foot of the Virginia Blue Ridge had always been an enchanted place, but now even more so because Princess was here. Obviously intelligent, self-assured, the new kitten adapted quickly to her new home, made friends easily with the big brothers who might otherwise have intimidated her. Bill soon observed Princess's penchant for sucking on things, fabric in particular. He correctly deduced that wherever she came from, she had been too soon deprived of her mother's milk, and so it was perhaps with regard to her past deprivation that Bill grew determined to spoil the pretty little girl cat, and especially to make certain that her diet for the remainder of her kittenhood was as nourishing and as well-balanced as possible. Among the first treats Princess was offered was shrimp. Imagine Bill's surprise. Princess took one look at that delectable meal and turned up her nose and walked away. Well, a finicky idiosyncrasy, thought Bill, and so the next time he returned from a restaurant, he brought with him a carefully wrapped kitty bag leftover morsel of catfish. And yet when Bill proudly unwrapped the slice that he would gladly have devoured himself and presented to his youngest, she sniffed it and rejected it. Rejected it! How very strange, Bill mused. All of the other cats adored such delicacies. Why not Princess? Next day, the Hines family had canned clam chowder for lunch. More than enough left over to share with the furry ones. Who promptly descended upon it? All of them. Except Princess. The next people food Bill tried on her was a snippet of succulent roast pork tenderloin. Roast pork tenderloin. Panache and Farouk and Hobbs were delighted. But not Princess. Well, almost 2 years have passed. The cats have spent 2 winters with Bill in his 4-story townhouse in our nation's capital, and even newer arrival, a tiny tailless orange kitten named Oliver, has joined the growing Hines feline family. And still Princess, who will be 2 years old very soon, has yet to overcome her earliest culinary prejudices against shrimp and shellfish and catfish and pork, although she relishes just about everything else. But Bill Hines is satisfied with what he now believes is the only conceivable explanation. For one night, while quietly pondering this feline mystery, a vague recollection led him to a bookshelf in his library, and to the Bible, and from that passage in the 11th chapter of Leviticus, which declares, and I quote, "And the swine, because he cheweth not the cud, is unclean to you. And all that have not fins and scales in the seas and in the rivers are a detestable thing unto you." Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Hines, as far as anyone can tell, and for a reason that no one will ever know, is the people papa of the world's only kosher cat. And now you know the rest of the story.